Chazor zechen hashem shabach chesel shalom b'ram Yehuda mesechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Vav. Zok the Gemara Brayse dash in the pasuk regarding paying one's obligations. The pasuk says moitzos tzvasecha, that refers to the mitzvah say to pay one's obligations. Tishma refers to a loisa say if someone does not do so. V'asisa teaches that bezin should force one to pay. Kasher nadarta refers to a neder. Hashem alikecha refers to a chatas hashem oylan shlomim. Nedova refers to a nedova. Asher dibarta refers to things given to hegdash for upkeep of the base of mikdash. And beficha refers to regular tzedakah. How can we say that the mitzvah say is learned from mitzvahs vasecha when the Brisa says we learn it from the that uvas or shama v'havesim shama? Second of all, how can we say that the mitzvah loisa say is learned from tishma when the Brisa says we learn it out from loisa acher l'shalmei? Third question: how can we say that v'yasisa teaches that bezdin should force one to pay when the Brisa says we learned it out from the yakra v'isoi? And for the Gemara, both sets of psukim are needed. One refers to where a person made the promise to bring a carbon but has not yet designated an animal, and the other refers to where he designated the animal that he has not yet offered it. We would think that maybe only promising without designating is a problem because he has not kept his word, but designating without offering is not a problem because the animal, wherever it is considered to be in the possession of Hashem. We would also possibly say that only designating without offering is a problem because he's keeping the animal in his possession, but where he didn't even designate it, maybe it's not a problem because his mere words don't have the real effect. Therefore, we need both sets of psukim. For the Gemara, how can we say that the Brisa refers to a promise without a designation? One of the promises listed in the pasuk we learn from Nedova, which means that one designated a particular animal as a carbon. That's what the taitch of Nedova. And for the Gemara, the case refers by the Brisa as Nedova is actually where someone made a neder, meaning which obligates himself to bring a carbon, but he says on the condition that he's not responsible if the animal is lost or damaged. So really, in truth, he has not designated an animal. The Brisa beficha refers to regular tzedakah. Rava said, one is chayv to give tzedakah immediately, without waiting for Yom Tov to pass, because the poor people are waiting and need the funds. Mara says, the chiddush is that we should not say, since it's written among the karbonis, maybe the Torah means to allow passing of the Yom Tov. Rava said, as soon as one Yom Tov passes, and the person didn't bring his obligated karbonis, his obligation, he's over already on the assay. Fact, the Mara Mishnah says, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Paya said, that they once ate a shlomim cow on Pesach and ate its offering as a shlomim, which was born to the shlomim and therefore has to be offered as a shlomim as well, and they ate from that offspring on Sukkot. Now, we can say that it couldn't be brought on Pesach with the mother because maybe it wasn't 8 days old yet. But according to Rava, how could they have allowed Shuas to pass by without bringing the carbon and not be Mekayim the Asay? So, and for the Gemara, the name of Rava said the animal was sick on Shuas and therefore it couldn't have been brought then. Rabashi said that when the Mishnah said that they ate the child on the Chag, normally we teach Chag meaning Sukkot, but over here it actually refers to the Yom Tov of Shuas. Rava said once 3 Yom Tovim have passed, the person is over Balti Acher each and every day. In fact, my bride says that one can be over Balti Acher when a year passes, even if 3 Yom Tovim haven't passed, and one can be over if 3 Yom Tovim pass, even if a year has not passed. Now, this bride is trying to show how many ways one can be over. Now, if Rava is correct, they should have said that you're over each and every day. Now, it says the bride was trying to establish the starting date one would be over, but not the number of times that one would be over. For the Gemara, according to the Shita, that passing any 3 Yom Tovim makes one over, how can one pass over a year without having passed over 3 Yom Tovim? According to Rebbe, who says that one always counts 365 days to be over, it's possible that he made a promise right after the Pesach before a leap year, so that 365 days later, he has not yet passed 3 Yom Tovim. However, according to Rabbanan, who say that on a leap year, he wouldn't be over until 13 months have passed, how is the Brisa to be explained? How can it possibly be that you've gone through a year without going through 3 Yom Tovim? Mara says, we'll follow Rav Shmaya. We'll follow what Rav Shmaya said, that Shuas sometimes fall on the 5th of Nisan, when Nisan and Iyar have 30 days each, sometimes on the 6th of Nisan, when only one has 30 days, and sometimes on the 7th of Nisan, when both have only 29 days. If one made the promise the day after Shuas, when it fell on the 5th of Nisan, of Sivan, I'm sorry, all of this is of Sivan, and the next year it fell on the 7th, it's possible to go through an entire year without 3 Yom Tov. Rav Zera asked, would one be over Balti Acher if he delayed bringing a carbon that he must bring on behalf of his parent who had passed away? On the one hand, this is not his promise and therefore shouldn't be included in the pasuk of Kisidor Neder. On the other hand, it seems to be included in the pasuk of Uvaso Shama Vavesim Shama. So Rav Chiya taught a brisa that said, the word Me'imach teaches that an heir is not subject to the Isser of Balti Acher for the carbon of his parent. I effect remember we learned previously that Me'imach is needed to teach that Lekha Shechem and Pei are subject to the Isser of Balti Acher, so it's not available to teach this. Mara says, but it says Me'imach, the Mem of Me'imach allows for a second drasha. Rav Zera asks, is a woman subject to the Isser Balti Acher? On the one hand, she's not obligated to bring a carbon Re'iyah on Yom Tov and therefore doesn't have to go to Yerushalayim on Yom Tov, but on the other hand, she's chayiv in the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov, which obligated to go to Yerushalayim, so would that now make her subject to Balti Acher? As Abaye said, since she has to go for the mitzvah of Simcha, she's also subject to Balti Acher. I think we find that Abaye says that a woman is not chayiv in the mitzvah of Simcha. Gemara says he was answering according to the Shita of Reb Zeira, who says that she is chayiv. Fact Gemara, when do we begin counting the year of a Bechor? Abaye says from the time of birth. Rabbi Abba Yaakov says from the time that it's fit to be offered on the Mizbeach, meaning at 8 days old. So they're not arguing. Abaye is discussing an animal with a mum, which is not fit to be offered at all, and that's why you start counting right away. Even with a mum, it can't be eaten immediately because we must establish that the animal is viable, meaning not a nafel, before shechting it, so you have to wait a little bit. And for the Gemara, the cases where we know that it was a full-term baby, in which case we're allowed to assume that it's a viable animal, and you don't have to wait before shechting it. That's why you count immediately from birth.